This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We've been doing this long enough, Mike, where I actually remember asking you, what would a 17th game look like as far as the rotation? And here we are, several years into it. So I'll ask you about an 18th game now, because it seems like there's growing sentiment. There could very well be an 18th game, maybe even before the new collective bargaining agreement expires sometime in the next few years. What are your thoughts as a schedule maker, a guy that's done this historically, on what would be the best way to approach that from your from you and your department?
Yeah, wearing my schedule maker's hat, I'd love to see another standings-based game. I'd love to see another one versus one, two versus two, just creating more of that really big inventory, increasing the likelihood of a Super Bowl rematch or something like that. As the schedule maker, I like more ones versus ones. As an NFL fan, I wonder, when does it become too much of a gap between, you know, that first place schedule and that fourth place schedule? Yeah. Right now you've got three standings based games. Do you go to a fourth? You're starting to widen the gap, and you at some point have to wonder, you know, yes, you're chasing viewership and obviously revenue and, you know, being good to your fans, but also at the end of the day, we're all competing for a championship here and you want to be fair. So I say we want to, you know, walk right up to that line of competitive inequities and make sure that we don't cross it. But strictly as a schedule maker, if we are going to expand the season, that's a whole lot more television windows that we're going to have to find good inventory for. And again, it can't just be Buffalo and Kansas City and Dallas and Green Bay and Philly over and over again. So creating more diverse inventory where the better teams play each other, or at least the better teams from last year play each other. I certainly like that as a schedule maker, but as a fan, I recognize the challenge of beginning to drift a little bit further and further away from that equity of, you know, why is my schedule so much tougher than theirs? And you talk about a team like San Francisco, right? They finished fourth in that division last year. Mm-hmm. That means three extra games against teams that also finished fourth. And whether you're the Rams or the Seahawks or the Cardinals, like, you're playing a tougher schedule than the Niners are. And the Niners are a year removed from a Super Bowl. One more standing space game means one more last place team that a team like San Fran might get to play. And as long as they're healthy again and competitive again, I just worry that that might be just a little bit unfair. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of conversation, competition committee, general managers, head coaches, what's the right thing to do? What's the fair thing to do? But strictly as somebody who is trying to find really good games for a lot of national television windows over a course of a lot of different weeks, I love the idea of adding a few more ones versus.
If I may, hold on, Matt, before you get to your next one, would there ever be a consideration of like a geographical rivalry based
game? That's what I was going to say. I was just going to say that was my,
You go ahead, Matt.
Yeah. I think we talked about this when we were talking about the 17th game, you know, you got Jets, Giants, you got Chargers, Rams, you got Ravens, Commanders. Like, there's a handful that make perfect sense. Two issues. One is, just by rotation, you're going to end up playing those guys every 3 years or 4 years anyway. So now you're going to play them twice. Like, you only play your division opponents twice. You don't play out of conference or out of division teams twice. And as we're building out these rivalries, you probably get about halfway through the league, Steelers, Eagles. I don't even know what you guys would point to for
Lions. Bills, yeah, Lions.
Good one. I like that. But then, what, right? Who does the Titans play? Who, right, you know, at some point it kind of runs out. Could we manufacture rivalries? Heck yeah. If you play each other year after year, become a rival. Sure. We've definitely talked about that. I wouldn't take it off the table for the 18th game, but I think we're pretty happy with the way the 17th game worked with that interconference against a division that you're not playing last year, didn't play, or not playing next year, didn't play last year. So you're getting a little bit more variety in there. And again, standings base just kind of builds on the need for, you know, some of that higher quality inventory.
One of the things Sal and I have talked about in the past, and the NFL is obviously such a machine and the numbers are so big that I don't really think you guys are in the position to be tweaking things. But at the same time, hey, why not try something new? Oh. Have you ever considered like staggered start times? Have you ever considered like instead of a week where it's just 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 8:20, a week where it's 1 o'clock, 2:30, 4, 5:30, 7, like something like that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you see what happens, you know, we just got through March Madness. Like, as a sports fan, it's awesome to be flipping around, mm-hmm, and there's always something else going on. So if this game's out of hand, bang, there's another game to go to, and then you can catch the endings of all of them. And that part's really fun. And you see it a little bit. I think Scott Hansen on NFL Network calls it the witching hour, but you see it a little bit as the 1 o'clock games come to an end. There's 8, 9 games going on all at once. And here's a game winning field goal. Here's a game sealing interception. Here's a onside kick recovery. Like, it's fun to be able to see the ends of all the games. So absolutely could see a world, maybe not in this current set of media deals when you got CBS and Fox in the afternoons leading into NBC at night. Like, you got to be careful about the windows that everybody purchased, but excuse me, looking ahead, I could absolutely see some open-mindedness to something a little bit more fun, a little bit more staggered. And, you know, I don't think we ever want to get to like a pay-per-view model necessarily. There's something to be said for free over-the-air television delivery, and that's where the mass audience comes from for us. But I could certainly see a world where we tinker just a little bit. And you're right. It's good to be the king. Things are going well, but we're never going to stop tinkering. We're never going to stop trying to innovate. You know, it wasn't that long ago that baseball was the number one sport in this country, horse racing, boxing. Like, okay, it's us for now, but we're not going to stay here by continuing to do the same things over and over again. That's why you see things like the international games or the commitment to flag football or the streaming partners becoming a viable home for our games. There's always something to tinker with, always something to innovate with. I love the idea. Some staggered starts would be fun.
You've done that with Monday Night Football. You've had these doubleheaders.
Monday night. Still trying to figure out the exact right overlap for that. Is it 5 minutes? Is it an hour and a half? At least you have two separate television networks within the Disney family there between ESPN and ABC. You know, how would that work in a market with CBS and Fox? You know, you think about like a digital partner, maybe like a YouTube TV who can show you 6 or 8 games at once. There's a lot that we can consider. There's a lot we can think about, and you know, God knows what the world looks like in 5 years, right? 5 years ago, I'm not sure any of us could have imagined it like it does now. Right. None of us know what it's going to look like in 5 years. So we'll be nothing if not open-minded.
Will you have Monday Night Football doubleheaders this year?
Yeah, we'll have a few. Just in our existing contract, that they wanted some inventory for ABC. And like I said, we're still trying to tinker with the right mix of overlaps. I mean, you guys were in one with what was it, Tennessee a few years ago. You know, it's a game that otherwise would have been most likely Sunday at 1 o'clock. So you weren't going to see it anyway. Mm-hmm. And now here it is on a national television distribution platform on a Monday night. You don't want to watch it. You don't have to watch it, but it's there if you want to. And like we say, the staggered starts, you get halftime of your game, you can go see live football going on. You come back to yours when this one ends, hey, fourth quarter or the other one. So it's not a bad thing for the fan. I'm not sure we've completely figured out the exact right overlap. I mean, it wasn't that long ago we were playing 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock in week one and playing a true doubleheader there and 6 uninterrupted hours of football. Maybe we try that once or twice this year, working with our friends at Disney, trying to figure out, you know, the right way to learn a little bit more about that. But again, it's an opportunity to take a game that otherwise nobody would have seen, or maybe only 15% of the country would have seen. And now it's at least available in 100% of the country. Watch it if you want. If it's in your way and you're not interested, just watch the game you were going to watch on Monday night. No harm, no foul.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.